Personal Experience, My Pilgrimage for Linda by David Carter. This year I completed the final two legs of what I've come to call my pilgrimage triangle, a trio of endurance challenges motivated by love, loss, and the need to keep moving forward. It began with a book. The first Christmas after losing Linda, her stepdaughter sent me a copy of The Salt Path, which I couldn't put down. I knew I needed some sort of challenge or goal to help me move forward. Linda died in October 2023. We'd been together for 21 years. She was my soulmate, my wife, and my best friend. I became her full-time carer from the beginning of 2020, as PSP was taking away her balance, speech, swallowing, and ultimately her life. After her death, the world went quiet. I'd spent years increasingly caring for her. Suddenly, I was alone, with the heavy weight of everything we'd lost. The book lit a spark. To help process my grief, I began walking the Southwest Coast Path, a 630-mile trail from Minehead to Poole. My objective was to complete my pilgrimage in 58 days from April to June in 2024, to match the same number of days Linda survived without food in her final months. It felt powerfully symbolic to me that my own physical and mental challenge mirrored as much as possible Linda's incredible strength as she progressed through her dreadful illness. At first, I often had to force myself to leave the house to complete the necessary preparation training. I bought a tent and camping equipment. I had to get used to setting up camp at the end of long, exhausting days, but remarkably, not once did I have to pitch or take down my tent in the rain. Whenever the heavens opened, I was under a protective tree canopy or next to a bus shelter if I was passing through a village. Ferries were never missed and often caught by minutes. Everything aligned as though Linda was walking beside me, shielding me. The second leg, Wainwright's Coast to Coast. In May, I completed a 14-day trek across England on Wainwright's iconic Coast to Coast Walk, 192 miles from St. Bees on the Irish Sea to Robin Hood's Bay on the North Sea. I extended it to 206 miles by climbing Scafell Pike on day three. Averaging 15 miles a day through the Lake District, the Yorkshire Dales, and the North York Moors, being out in the wild, just me, my pack and a compass, once again became my therapy. The final climb, Kilimanjaro. In September, I'll be scaling Africa's tallest mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro. At 5,895 metres, it's the highest peak in Africa. I've never done anything quite like this before, particularly with the extreme altitude involved, but after hearing about friends who've climbed both Kilimanjaro and Everest Base Camp, I thought, why not? Linda wasn't a climber or hiker, but she supported me in everything. I know she would be proud. By the end of the pilgrimage triangle, I'll have walked 875 miles and ascended 168,102 feet, the equivalent of climbing Everest nearly six times. That number sounds impressive, but it still pales in comparison to the strength Linda showed every day battling PSP. More than walking. My journey is about more than walking. I wanted to raise money for the understood appeal and awareness of PSP. Misdiagnosis is so common. Linda was initially thought to have multiple system atrophy or a form of Parkinson's. With better research and earlier diagnosis, we could have had more time, better time. I want to change that for others. I want to help people living with PSP. On all of my walks, I've shared Linda's story with people I meet. Many of the walkers I spoke with donated on the spot and after hearing about her, which I found profoundly moving. Grief doesn't disappear. You don't move on, you move forward. Walking helps. I talk to Linda often when I'm out walking. I see signs, a rabbit that keeps crossing my path, a squirrel that won't leave me alone, a shaft of sunlight breaking through at just the right moment. I believe Linda is still with me, nudging me on, watching over me. Since her death, I've cleared out the house, sorted through a life lived together. Walking has become my therapy, my way of making sense of everything. And if by doing this I can raise awareness, fund research, and help even one family, then every mile is worth it. But still, through this journey of remembrance and resilience, I will have only touched the surface of what those living with CBD and PSP and their families go through. This is why I'm raising funds for the PSPA Understood Appeal, which aims to improve diagnosis and offer more consistent care. This is the key to finding treatments and a cure. My objective was to complete my pilgrimage in 58 days to match the same number of days Linda survived without food in her final months. Just Giving. If you would like to help David raise money for PSPA, visit his Just Giving page.